झुकाऊंगा वहां मैं नेकियां तुम्हारी, झुकाऊंगा वहां मैं नेकियां तुम्हारी। लो अब अलविदा, अलविदा है हमारी। लो अब अलविदा, अलविदा है हमारी। यहाँ ना मिलूं तो कौसर पर मिलूंगा, यहाँ ना मिलूं तो कौसर पर मिलूंगा। मैं उम्मत को प्यासा जाने न दूंगा, मैं उम्मत को प्यासा जाने न दूंगा। बुझाऊंगा वहां मैं प्यास तो तुम्हारी, बुझाऊंगा वहां मैं प्यास तो तुम्हारी। लो अब अलविदा, अलविदा है हमारी।
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Here again, this part comes where he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to his ummah that if you don't find me at Pul Sirat, you don't find me at Mizan, then come and look for me at Hawz al-Kawthar, because I will not let my ummah go thirsty. I will not let my ummah go thirsty on the day of Qiyamah. How can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see the thirst of his ummah? He did not like to even see the hand of the thief being cut. When the hand of the thief was being cut, which is the order of Allah, as-sariqu was-sariqatu faqta'u aydiyahuma jaza'an bima kasaba nakalan min Allah. Wallahu azizun hakim. When it is the order of Allah that cut the hand of the thief, this is Allah's order, Allah's hukam, Quran is saying it. So one person stole in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was brought, and his hand was to be cut. They were cutting his hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying. Sahaba said, but you ordered that his hand must be cut. He said, this is Allah's order, we have to carry it out. But why would it not pain my heart and grieve my heart that one of my ummati's hands have been cut? That was the love, that was the muhabbat, that was the shafqat, that was the compassion that he had for his ummat. He did not like to see his ummah suffering in any way. The least amount of suffering for his ummah. So he will not want to see his ummah suffering thirst on the day of Qiyamah, that all the people are thirsty. He says, I'll be there to give you the kawthar water. And Allah Ta'ala will give him the biggest pawn that is given to any Nabi, will be given to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his ummah will be the largest ummah. And it will be a huge, beautiful, white like milk, and sweeter than honey, and colder than ice. And this beautiful drink will be served to his ummah in beautiful cups that will be made of gold and silver and diamonds, studded. Those beautiful cups will be there, shining. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak hands will be dishing it out. Not anybody will be standing and serving. Himself, Allahu Akbar, think about this. What a moment it will be for the Ummati that my own Nabi is giving me with his own hand. Allahu Akbar. He will give with his own Mubarak hand, and the Ummat will drink, and the thirst will be satisfied, as I explained earlier on. So this is the compassionate Nabi. This is that kind Nabi. This is that Rasul-e-Kareem. That very merciful, compassionate and loving Nabi of ours. That not even the least amount of suffering of the Ummat, not in this world nor in the hereafter, was acceptable to him. One day some poor people came to Medina. Their clothes were torn and tattered. They were gone, skin and bone, because of hunger and malnutrition and famine. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw them in this condition, he started crying and tearing. He said, "Ya Allah, look at these people, how they are, how thin they are, how they are starving." Yet he himself hardly had any much to eat. But he immediately ordered the people, bring some food for them, bring some clothing for them. Let them not go hungry like this. So he had that compassionate, loving heart, that the suffering of the ummah, anything that made people unhappy, would make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sad and grieved. So neither in this world nor on the day of Qiyamah will you want to see his ummah go through difficulty. As I said earlier on, he never forgot us, but it is us who have forgotten him. Allah forgive us for that. And make us now true followers and true ummatis of his, that we remember him day and night by following his sunnahs, reading the masnoon du'as, living according to his example, doing the work that he wanted us to do, serving humanity and mankind. That is what will make him happy. And then on the day of Qiyamah, those who read the most amount of durood and salam, inna akrabun nasi manzilatan ilayya yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan. Those who will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah will be those who read the most amount of durood upon him. And inna akrabun nasi ilayya yawm al-qiyamah al-muttaqun ayna kanu wa haythu kanu. The closest people to him on the day of Qiyamah will be the people of piety, no matter where, which part of the world came from, no matter who they were. They could be from remote parts of the world, Africa, jungles, from the islands, from the east, the west, north, south, anywhere. But they will be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah because of piety. So if we want to be close to him on that day and we want to be with him in his company, then we should read a lot of durood and we should make intention to become pious. Then Allah Ta'ala will make us in his special circle and amongst his very chosen and near ones on the day of Qiyamah.